WZTI Greenfield.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. President Trump is trying personal diplomacy with the leaders of Ukraine and Russia to end the war in Ukraine. Ukraine's leader will be at the White House Friday.
President Zelensky's visit comes one day after President Trump and Russian President Putin spoke on the phone. One reason Zelensky is coming to the White House is to ask for the U.S. to provide long-range missiles or Tomahawks. The president says he brought that up during his phone call with Putin.
He didn't like the idea. He really didn't like the idea.
Linda Kenyon, CBS News, the White House.
Trump says he'll meet Putin in Hungary soon. President Trump's former national security advisor John Bolton is now under federal indictment for allegedly mishandling classified information. Correspondent Scott McFarlane looks at what comes next.
The court is expected to schedule an arraignment in this matter in the coming days at the federal courthouse in Greenbelt, Maryland. Bolton will face a judge, likely have his fingerprints taken, have a booking photo taken, and proceed from there. The judge assigned to the case is a 2013 appointee of President Obama.
Bolton issued a statement saying he's looking forward to exposing Trump's, quote, abuse of power. TSA agents and air traffic controllers aren't getting paid during the government shutdown, so Salt Lake City is helping out. Bill Wyatt of the city's Department of Airports says they've opened up a food pantry with more than food.
Kind of a range of household items that are available to all of those workers to come and take whatever it is they may need. We will be including gas cards, gift cards.
Many flood victims in Texas are still waiting for assistance from FEMA, as correspondent Peter King reports.
The Texas Tribune reports FEMA has only okayed help for about one in five applicants from the July 4th floods in Kerr County, the lowest approval percentage among nine counties which were hit. The Tribune says more than 1,700 people are still stuck in the initial stage. Top reason given is that people have withdrawn their requests or have failed to respond to FEMA inquiries, but victim advocates say communications in the area are still spotty. People may not be able to respond.
The average price of new cars has hit a new milestone, topping $50,000 in September. Brian Benstock is general manager of Paragon Honda in Queens, New York.
Cars have never been better equipped than they are today. Cars have never been safer than they are today. A good portion of the increase in the price of cars is the content that the customers are getting. It's not strictly due to inflation.
The Associated Press is reporting that Japan's former Prime Minister, Tomichi Murayama, who issued the 1995 statement expressing, quote, deep remorse over Japan's World War II atrocities in Asia, has died. The former Prime Minister Murayama was 101 years old. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Let me tell you about this new pretzel cheddar club. Hey, I'm Carlos.
And I'm Ebony. And a little thing we love about the Chick-fil-A Pretzel Cheddar Club
is the tangy Dijon with the pretzel bun. It takes it to a whole nother level.
It goes perfectly with the chicken and the cheddar cheese and the bacon.
Man, you know how much you love bacon. And I love the different varieties, grilled, spicy, the original. It gets you nice and excited for fall.
Order the Pretzel Cheddar Club with Cherry Berry and Sprite for a limited time on the Chick-fil-A app. Real guests paid for their testimonials.
Your ambition just met its match with Robinhood. Trade stocks and ETFs, options, futures, and crypto all on one platform. Get started today at Robinhood.com/yourmoney. Your money, your move. All investments involve risk, including loss of principal. Options, futures, and crypto trading carry significant risk and may not suit all investors. Securities offered through Robinhood Financial LLC, member SIPC. Futures trading is offered by Robinhood Derivatives LLC, not FDIC or SIPC protected. Crypto offered through Robinhood Crypto LLC, NMLS ID 1702840. Not FDIC or SIPC protected. Portfolio management offered by Robinhood Strategies, an SEC registered advisor.
Playing pickleball is now linked to increasing eye injuries.
There's been a sharp uptick in people sustaining eye injuries while playing. According to a new study in JAMA Ophthalmology, more than 40% of the over 3,000 pickleball-related eye injuries in the past 20 years were reported in 2024 alone. Most were in players over 50. Doctors are calling for stricter safety guidelines, warning that without mandatory eye protection, players could risk permanent vision damage. Stacy Lynn, CBS News.
Russia, China, Iran, and North Korea are using artificial intelligence to improve their cyber attacks on U.S. companies, governments, and individuals, according to new research from Microsoft. The tech giant published its annual digital threats report Thursday, saying hackers are increasingly targeting public systems like hospitals and using AI to automate some of the work and to create lifelike videos to deceive people. Michael Toscano, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy and isolated shower or two tonight with lows in the mid-50s. Partly sunny tomorrow, a stray storm could pop up, highs in the low 70s. Near 70 Saturday, around 60 Sunday, still the chance for showers and storms. It's 60 right now.
So hard. Sail on, silver girl. Sail on.
Park to Preservation Hall. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
assassin would be shot on sight. So I jumped on the fence and I yelled at the house, "Hey, what gives you the right to put up a fence to keep me out or to keep Mother Nature in? If God was here, he'd tell you to your face, man, you're some kind of sinner." Membership card to get inside.
Said things that weren't very nice.
My boyfriend's back and you're gonna be in trouble.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's back.
When you see him coming, better cut out on the double.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's back.
You've been spreading lies that I was untrue.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's
back. So look out now, cause he's coming after you. Such a long time.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's back.
Now he's back and things will be fine.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's back.
You're gonna be sorry you were ever born.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's
back. Cause it's kind of big and he's awful strong. My reputation.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's back.
If I were you, I'd take a permanent vacation.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's back. Hey, I can see him coming. Now you better start a running.
Yeah.
Rosen starts the day at 6 with his guests from all over Racine, along with local, state, and national news, featuring Stuart J. Waddles, weekday mornings on WRJN.
Today's big deal of the day. Clear vision doesn't have to break the bank thanks to Warren Eye Care in Racine. No insurance? No problem. Dr. Warren makes eye care simple with state-of-the-art technology and efficient exams. Glasses and contacts in about 30 minutes or less. And today only, you'll see some big savings. Go to WRJN.com, click the big deals banner, and grab a $30 gift certificate for just $9. See better? Spend less. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Congratulations to the Milwaukee Brewers playing in the National League Championship Series. This matchup with LA being referred to as David versus Goliath.
That's baseball, so respect this team.
Manager Murph knows there's some magic brew running through this team.
This group's come together all season.
From Yelly's power at the plate to clutch pitching, your local station for the Brewers in October, 99.9 FM, 1400 AM, WRJN.
At Hazelden Betty Ford, treating mental health isn't just about breaking old patterns. It's about braving new ones. As the leader in alcohol and drug treatment for 75 years, we know caring for addiction, anxiety, depression, and trauma goes hand in hand. We're here for you with new tools when life breaks down. Discover your path to better mental health at HazeldenBettyFord.org/Wisconsin. Sponsored by Hazelden Betty Ford Foundation.
I used to smoke. I thought of cigarettes as my best friend.
They were always there for me when I needed a break.
I also thought cigarettes were my best friend, and then they gave me peripheral artery disease.
I smoked and had a stroke. Actually, multiple strokes.
I smoked and have heart disease.
Here's my tip. If cigarettes are your friend, you need a better friend.
You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the CDC.
Scene that help our city feel like home. And Don Rosen loves to give those people the spotlight they deserve. Weekday mornings from 6 till 9. From the library to civic theater, local music and nonprofit groups, museums, historians, and local leaders, Don has a place for everyone on WRKN. Start every day with the Don Rosen Morning. Weekdays from 6 to 9. Local voices, local news, and timeless hits.
Don Rosen. Okay. We can't go on.
And timeless hits. WRJN.
Well, Linda was mine till the time that I found her, holding Jim and loving him. When Sue came along, loved me strong, that's what I thought. That died too. Don't know that I will, but until I can find me a girl who'll stay in the moon, play games behind me, I'll be what I am, the solitary man, solitary man. I've had a tequila being time thing, paper ring. I know it's been done, having one girl who loves you, right or wrong, weak or strong.
Thank you.
Get updates on all the sports that matters with Mike Clemens. Mike's report starts at 6 this morning with all the scores and highlights, along with comments from players and coaches. It's part of our local news and timeless hits on WRJN.
Did you know VA home loans are a key to home ownership for those who served?
In the military, we make a lot of sacrifices, and with the VA loan, it makes it easier for us to get a home.
We were able to purchase this home and then use the money that we were going to use as a down to actually fix up the home. I would tell anybody who is interested in getting a VA loan to just do it.
To learn more about VA home loans, visit va.gov/homeloans.
And I thank God I'm alive. You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off you.
WZTI Greenfield.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. John Bolton served as a White House national security advisor in President Trump's first term, an experience which could lead to him serving time. Correspondent Scott McFarlane reports Bolton is under federal indictment on 18 charges of mishandling classified information.
Bolton wrote a book about the Trump White House, which described the president as erratic and a stunningly uninformed leader. Bolton is the third Trump rival to face criminal charges in recent weeks. Former FBI Director James Comey and New York Attorney General Letitia James were both charged in Virginia. All three deny wrongdoing.
President Trump will meet with Ukrainian President Zelensky at the